They're not policing it themselves. They're waiting for humans to report it. So, I mean, we're all aware that AI is quite the intelligence that's behind it, that they can actually police themselves, but they're not doing this. They're not stepping up. They're leaving it to humans to report that it's been flagged. For people who are experiencing this, the psychological harm that they are experiencing is quite similar to what it would be if they actually experienced sexual abuse in person. So the deep pornography is targeting their reputation as well and makes them feel as though they've lost control. And when we talk about sexual violence, it's all about control. This is taking it to a new level. It's one step removed in terms of there is no physical contact, but it's having a deep psychological impact on those affected.
Yeah, I just never thought we'd find ourselves in a position, Nolene, where we've spoken extensively over the years about fake images, the sharing of these images, how it's illegal, how it's the same as sharing an image without someone's permission. And yet here we have a situation whereby this is happening just completely and utterly in plain sight, and nothing seems to be being done about it. In the UK, Elon Musk has been encouraged to urgently deal with it. I haven't heard much from the Irish government, and X is based here, but something's going to have to be done. I mean, should this whole AI thing be suspended until such time as they can put in safeguards to ensure this doesn't happen? I'm on about from an X perspective.
I suppose we have to be looking to in our country is coming to man, who would be looking after the X and what they're allowed to post and the policing of that. And currently what they're saying is they're speaking to their counterparts in Europe about this. And to be quite honest, that's not good enough. You know, that's passing the buck. Our government have responsibility and a duty of care to their people. So they should be stepping in, and especially, like you said, X is based here, you know. But I suppose part of that problem is they're worried about the financial side of it, the implications. But, I mean, you're talking about Elon Musk. He has not a care in the world. That man doesn't. This is not even relevant to him. As far as he's concerned, he's getting more airtime, so that's great. Mm. But we really should be speaking to is our government. They are there to protect our people and the most vulnerable in our communities. So this is impacting children, but it's impacting sexual violence impacts all genders, but very specifically, this is targeting 99%. Mm. It's females that they're targeting.
Yes.
So it's very gender specific.
And whilst they were seemingly able to, according to reports, seemingly able to block images where it's clearly a child, I mean, there is an age whereby you can be under, I mean, this is not acceptable at any age, but you can be under 18, and the AI software may continue with this sort of activity. So whilst it's an abuse of adult women, there are still predominantly women, teenaged girls that are being exploited by this. Mm-hmm. And the issue as well, Nolene, is how do you put the genie back into the bottle? Because there have been millions and millions and millions of these images created. And even if the accounts are banned, those images out there, and again, as I say, they're indistinguishable from the person being in that compromising position in real life. And they're out there, yeah, in the ether. You know, it's very concerning.
And there's no retrieving of that. And that's something, you know, and I've spoken about this before. This is about education too. So if you look at about who's perpetrating this and who's carrying out this, you there's a wide spectrum here. You have the very end of the spectrum. You have the perpetrators who get off on this kind of demeaning of humans. And then you have young people who are now thinking it's a bit of crack, you know, and there is a huge misinformation out there around this is not, this is, you know, what you're doing is you're distributing images without someone's consent, you know, so you're stepping across a boundary here. And fundamentally what it is, and I know there's a lot of conflict about this at the minute, but it's an infringement on human rights, Greg. You know, we have a right to privacy. And whenever someone is sharing images like this here, it's compromising your integrity and your autonomy. And that's something that we need to be talking about. I suppose on a national level, this is something our government needs to look at, but within our local communities, even within Donegal, it's something we need to be having a conversation around. Mm. We should be able to talk to our daughters or granddaughters and say to them, you know, because everyone accesses AI. It's the future. That's the way it is. We're not going to suspend AI. It's going to continue. But it's about making sure that it's police, but making sure that we protect our young people and make sure we have the conversations, you know.
But the problem, you know, we have with that, Nolene, and not wishing to talk over you, and I think you're going to go on to sort of making sure that they discuss it if they've been a victim. In the past, again, sorry to sort of go back over old ground, but we talked about how, you know, don't allow yourself to be blackmailed or trapped into sharing intimate images because they could end up out on the internet. Now we have a situation where while we've got this massive, highly used software that's doing that, even when people don't do it, which is that, again, I really struggle to get my head around it. So we can't even say to our young people, protect yourselves, because anyone, for that matter, they could, someone could take an image of them doing anything at a christening and doctor the image. So do you know what I mean? That's what's really, really worrying me.
Yeah, and again, I suppose that's looking at the victim perspective, but we have to look at the perpetrators. So we have to look at the people that are doing this. So we have to be saying, you know, you're entitled to post a photo of yourself. So it's all about choice. I can choose to post a photo of myself in a nice flowery dress, but I'm also choosing not to post a photo of myself naked. So when someone else chooses to derobe you, they are crossing the boundary. They're stepping into this. So it's about speaking to them as well. So when I say talking to our young people, yes, about, I suppose, being a victim of it, but also making sure that they're aware not to be perpetrators. Don't do this.
Yeah.
Do not think that it is just something because it's AI and you're sitting behind a screen that is not impactful.
Yeah.
Do not think that you can get away with this. This is, you know, you are infringing on someone's rights. You are crossing that boundary.
Mm.
So it is about not just about talking to the victims of it, but making sure that we speak to our young people to know that they can be perpetrators of this.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I don't think it's young people that are necessarily responsible for this, and I'm not saying you're blaming them, but, you know, I saw a female journalist, who was complaining that her images had been doctored in this way, and literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men, they can't all be 14-year-old boys or girls, said, well, you've posted pictures of yourself on your Facebook, and then continued to actually flood her timeline with doctored images to the point where she had to deactivate her account. All of those images of her are still up there. And that is, I don't know what's wrong with people that they think there's some way of justifying it. So in other words, these guys thought that because maybe she once posted a picture of herself on her own social media, that they were entitled then to doctor her images, and they bullied her to the point she had to remove herself from that platform. But all of those images of her, 99.9% of them being fake, are still out there. It's okay, how do you put that genie back in the bottle?
Well, you can't. And I'm not saying that, you know, the entirety of this is around young people. And what I'm saying is we have to have a conversation with our young people.
Mm-hmm.
And I said earlier, the spectrum of the perpetrators of this is very, very broad. You have it when it's maybe just someone who is accessing AI and thinking, what will I do with this? How can I use it? Right through to the other end of the spectrum where it is that perverted person who's sitting in their basement like that, sitting behind a keyboard warrior who thinks they can do anything without any impact, but also people who actually get off on this. This is the predatory part of it. But it is a wide spectrum of abusers here that you're talking about, and predominantly it is males that are doing this. And it's about looking at our males and saying, why? What is wrong here? What is happening in your life that you feel the need to go in, take someone's image and change it? And you know, what part of that psychological, behind that? You know, there's something deeply worrying about our society if that's where our males are heading.
And, I just wonder, is it normalising things? This is a bit of a rant, and you can agree or disagree or opine if you like, Nolene. But, you know, the one thing I've noted about Elon Musk, who runs X, as he was trying to demonstrate the power of Grok and its AI ability, I always thought it was strange that he seemed to choose these cartoony, Asian, quite, you know, prepubescent type characters to show how powerful it was. He is in line for a $1 trillion bonus if he continues to be successful in his businesses. He is the person behind this. He could stop it today. But he's got so much influence, I'm not sure Europe wants to take him on. And his best mate now, back again, is Donald Trump, which Donald Trump has been implicated in all sorts of things via the Epstein files, despite trying to cover it up. And we can see how it then feeds into sort of this geopolitical thing where he's trying to take over Greenland. Europe needs him to back the deal in Ukraine. And is anyone actually going to take on Elon Musk when both he and Donald Trump are talking about freedom of speech and freedom of expression and being very critical of Europe? It would just make you wonder, you know, given the degrees of separation to the most powerful people in the world, is this a plan to normalise women in this way? Or, well, I don't want to sound like I'm going down some rabbit hole, Nolene, but, you know, basically you can see who's in charge of it and who they're connected to, and it worries me.
Absolutely, and it is worrying because they have the power to change it. That's what I was saying. I mean, so if you look at Google and YouTube, YouTube had part of their AI recently was able to create a murder scene of a woman. And whenever the police came in, they were able to create AI bots that were able to police that then and take it down and monitor it so it hasn't happened since. But when you're talking about X, and again, this comes down to choice, but it's also about capitalism and money. You know, I suppose Elon Musk has power and he has money. So this means nothing to him. It's about, I suppose, that profile raising and making sure that he gets his $1 trillion bonus. But also, it's about our government, Greg. What it boils down to is we have access to in our country, they have choice over. And it's not about stopping AI. It's about making sure that it is policed in a way that our vulnerable in society and the rest of us, our human rights are protected.
Yes.
I mean, you can go on to X and you can access porn on X, you know. It's about,
oh, I said three or four or 5 years ago, X is the, or Twitter as it was then, is the biggest porn site in the world, and anyone can access it. You don't need to prove your age. I just worry on the bigger picture here that we don't want to pee off Elon Musk in this country. We don't want to pee off his mate, and I think the cost to that is the rights of women. And I'm really worried that that's just the way we are. I'm sorry, I keep saying I'm really worried. It's just this is really significant, and it can be any of us at any time. It's not a problem for someone else. It could be a teenager that comes home from school distressed today saying that these images are going around, and it's very concerning. Nolene, you know, if anyone, this is, in any other circumstances, this would be, you know, I mean, it would be a crime. Right. And I'm not saying it's not a crime, but it's happening so much on this platform. If people need support, I presume if they've been the victim of this activity on the world's biggest news platform, I presume the Rape Crisis Centre is there to offer any advice or support.
Absolutely. And that's what I had said earlier. You know, it's about us being able to have conversations with the women in our lives, you know, whether they are teenagers or if they're in their early 20s or early 30s, there is no one who will be untouched by this. So it's about having that conversation and making sure that if it has happened to someone and they're not sure, because sometimes we can experience different forms of sexual violence and we're not 100% sure if it actually reaches that threshold. So reach out and speak to us. Even if it's just to have a conversation, to ask the question, but know that there's a safe space out there where you can speak to someone who is impartial. Sometimes speaking to family can be quite difficult, but it's really important that they have that opportunity to speak to someone. So our number is 074-912-8211, or they can access us through our email, which is info@donegalrapecrisis.ie.